page. There it is. In each of us, if in it, each of us understands what he actually knew before.
So philosophy then in this shout out to freedom, in this leaving yourself open for the possibility, you shoot out for this. This is, it's the very fact that it's freedom means that it's not everybody else's. Everybody can be free, but everybody will experience freedom in a very different way. When you come back to the everyday, right, you find through philosophizing a kind of preservation, a kind of hope, right, of love in the world that would lead to more, okay? And so over the course of this chapter, when Jaspers is talking about God, Jaspers is attempting to the best that he can. He's attempting to what's the best way I could put this? Keep hope alive? And the way that you keep hope alive is not by being closed, but by being open. Openness. And so this becomes a real issue when we come back to the world in our experience of faith, because we don't know whether we actually have faith. We don't have, right? Because Jasper says we can't have faith. So am I being faithful? Am I doing faith? Am I doing it? I don't know for sure. And by being constantly open to that kind of what you might call in that radical self-doubt, by being open to that radical self-doubt, I leave myself open to other people, and something occurs that I think is really important. That kind of openness, when it encounters people who don't believe in God, who believe in a different God, who believe in nature but not in God, who believe in the goddess but not in the Abrahamic God, who believe in Hanuman or Shiva, or Brahman, or the Tao, or the Confucian ancestors, that when someone who is in this position meets those people in openness, they do not exchange with them through toleration. Toleration is a veiled way of control. I tolerate your Islamic belief. I tolerate your belief in God, although I'm an atheist. I tolerate your. That's looking down from intellectual superiority. Toleration is always an intellectually superior and sometimes physically superior position. It says I have power, and I tolerate you. This is not toleration, this openness of self-doubt that engages in conversation with people who believe differently than you or who are searching differently than you. It's hospitality. Hello, welcome, let us discuss this. I too am searching. Somebody who's hospitable, right, welcomes and takes care of the person with whom they've engaged. Someone who is tolerant is keeping somebody at arm's length. So long as you don't upset me, Colin Kaepernick, I'll tolerate what you want to think. But as soon as you upset me, Colin Kaepernick, I'll pull out all of my knowledge of what patriotism is, and I'll shit all over you. Because you,
I will not tolerate you thinking too differently than I do. So, hospitality actually is a precondition, it's not only a precondition for you experiencing your own freedom, it's a precondition for you helping other people experience theirs, for you encouraging other people to experience theirs, right? In a real pedagogy of the oppressed kind of way, if I am merely tolerant of somebody, okay, I don't want them to be free. I'm fooling myself into thinking what a great guy I am. That's that false charity, remember, that Freire talks about so much? Tolerance in this sense is a kind of false charity. As long as you keep it in the bedroom, I don't care if you're gay. Whatever. Right? It can only last so long as the other person wants to be tolerated. But as soon as that person wants to be free themselves and express their own freedom, they can no longer accept just being tolerated. Okay. And this is an interesting, because this is when you kind of tie these things together, this becomes an interesting, it gives you insights. The Ospreys gives you insights into the sociocultural structures that you see going on around you. Okay? He gives you insights. He and Freire both give you a lot of insights on this stuff. But the Ospreys gives you insights because y'all are raised in Texas. Y'all are raised in the Bible Belt. So Jaspers is, in one sense, definitely giving you a dose of God and a thinking about God that you would not find at the Methodist Episcopal Church of God in Christ built on the Rock of Salvation New Testament Bible School Church. Right? Okay. Questions? Comments? Disagreements? Agreements?
It's so large, that I found out personally, to talk about, religion or non-religion or whatever, because, if I'm talking to, someone that doesn't believe in God, they're like, oh, why do you believe in that, fairy tale bullshit? Or, same thing with, atheist talking to religious people, a religious person says, why don't you believe in the Almighty God? What's wrong with you?
Right.
And there's so much hostility between just the religions. No, nothing can be said. There's no discussion that can actually happen because they're always putting each other down for you don't believe in this or you do believe in this. It's like that toleration that you're saying. I'm above you because I believe in this, or I'm above you because I don't believe in this.
Right.
So I feel that people open themselves up to tell a lot more. Some actual discussion could happen between just everyone.
And you actually see some people, you see people try to do this, attempt this, and you actually, I'm not going to go through all that trouble looking for it. But sometimes there'll be some subject that all religious leaders can agree on, and they'll actually come together, and you actually listen to them talking to each other, and they're not being tolerant of each other. They're being hospitable to each other because they're really concerned about a particular issue, right? So Pope Francis had world religious leaders to the Vatican last year to sign a new document in which the majority of the world's religions that are organized enough to have had somebody show up and be a representative, the majority of the world's religions all signed a new document against slavery, because slavery hasn't stopped. Slavery's still real.
right? And so you actually had Pope Francis and Dalai Lama and a couple of other, you know, some Zen Buddhists and a couple of imams from Islam, from Sunni and Shia, and you had, and they were, and you know, if you look at the inter exchanges that they had with each other, it was a hospitable gathering in which they were all concerned about the freedom of humanity. And because they were concerned about that and they were hospitable to each other, they were able to come to some concords and they were able to come to some agreements, and they actually exchanged with each other about their viewpoints, right? About how they come at this stuff, yeah? But yeah, it's really difficult. I would be surprised if there's, I'd be surprised if less than half of the people in this room had not had a kind of souring experience of talking to someone who does or doesn't believe in God growing up. Because we're inside of this notion of tolerance or whatever, right? Which is a very Enlightenment kind of idea. But how do we enact this hospitality? You know, I was really proud of y'all on Friday. I thought y'all all being very hospitable to each other. Small groups of people in weird situations can sometimes actually be hospitable enough to each other to actually entertain what the other people think. That's a very important thing to try to cultivate. Well, so what are some other, you know, did this make it any less confusing, or did this just keep, you know, kind of just create a parallel understanding and then not make it, you know, kind of make it more confusing in a different way? Let's unpack it a little bit. Mostly, yeah. Any other responses? Any other thinking about this problem? Because it's a real problem right now in the United States. Toleration is demonstrating its weakness to keep people together. Right, we become intolerant of each other. And this is a very interesting thing in the sense of, and I'll shut up and actually let y'all say something. It's the interesting thing in terms of the fact that everything that Freire does is based off the fact that you have faith in other people. That you practice faith in other people is a better way to put it. You can't have faith if Jaspers is right, but you can practice faithfully to be open to others and to be non-oppressive and to be hospitable and to do all these other things, right? And this is all very much of an aspect of what Freire is talking about. And I would say to you that our public discourse has fractured and become intolerant because it was practicing tolerance, not practicing hospitality. Okay, so what do y'all think? What are y'all thinking about? You could be thinking about ducks. Now you are thinking about ducks. Could have been thinking about that. What do you think?
So when he's talking about God, is he essentially speaking about, I mean, doesn't even have to be religion based, it could be pretty much whatever you believe in, correct?
Yeah. I think actually it could be everyone insofar as they have the freedom to seek after the comprehensive and an experience of the comprehensive, they're not necessarily going to come back with the same.
So like if you're an atheist saying, yeah, you know, says the man who attains awareness of his freedom gains certainty of God. So if he has, you know, the awareness of, say he's atheist or whatever,
yeah,
and so essentially you're not gaining certainty of God, you're gaining certainty of like what you believe in.
Yeah, you're gaining certainty of, and I think this is where what Jaspers is doing demonstrates its age. So when Jaspers says God is, that this is the central aspect of it, he himself is still inside of a sociocultural structure where he's talking to people who 98% believe in the Christian God. So he's not in a spot where he's just going to like come out and say that what I really mean here is the comprehensive, and that that comprehensive can go by a lot of other names. But he keeps talking about it. He keeps kind of hinting at it, right? And so this can go by a lot of names. For the atheist, it could be nature with a capital N. This is the important aspect here, is the reason that you leave it, the reason that this hospitality and this freedom is so much a part of this aspect of faithing, right, of practicing this process of faith, is that at the end of the day, anyone philosophizing is never going to come down on, saying it is exactly this, right? So it depends on whether you want to put, it depends on whether you want to foreground the fact that you're a philosopher, or you want to foreground the fact that you're a materialist or an idealist or a deist or something like that. Does that answer your question? Okay. I think a lot of people, I would be surprised if there weren't some people in here who had a negative reaction to this chapter just because you don't believe in God, which is okay. I'm not going to tolerate that response. I'm going to be hospitable to that response if that's the response you have. Who's going to watch the debate tonight? Who else is going to watch the debates tonight? Anybody? Yeah? Just two people going to watch the debates tonight? Y'all going to wait for the highlight reel or what? You don't want to like watch it happen? You don't want to sit there with your hands like this just waiting for somebody to do or say something stupid? Yeah, be tolerant. No, be hospitable. You don't want to let Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton into your house for just a little while to talk about stuff. How many people in here are considering going to the election and voting this year? A few of you, some of you, not all of you.